May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you certainly are brave today, coming out on January 1st and being here at 10 a.m. Well, I'm going to reward you with a nice short sermon. If you hear someone say, "That is so awesome," or just "awesome," I'm very proud to say that this usage goes back to my childhood in the United States. We used awesome all the time, and whether we like it or not, it has stuck. In fact, for that youthful expression, we got a spot in the celebrated Oxford English Dictionary. But did we know what we were saying? For us, it meant something like excellent, fantastic, great. Well, what does it mean anyway? There are several definitions in the Oxford English Dictionary, but the first one is the most basic, and it first appears in Scottish sources, already from the 16th century, meaning something like arousing or inspiring awe that fills someone with reverential fear, wonder, or respect. What are some examples of things and people that inspire awe in you? Something that leads to fear, wonder, or respect. When a certain awesomeness radiates from things and people. For example, I love all types of sport, so I think of some of the brilliant movements and achievements of the athletes we see in the Olympic Games. A vast array of gymnasts, runners, skiers, etc. You watch their performances often with eyes and mouth wide open, and you wonder, how can they possibly do that? Are these human beings? What about God's awesomeness? How does it manifest itself? God being awesome. It comes through in different ways in his creation and in his acts on our behalf. Incredible displays of design, colors, sounds, and movements shown in the heavens and in the animal kingdom, and even in our own sphere. Sometimes our only reaction can be without words. We're astonished and speechless, because we are in complete awe. During the season of Christmas, or Christmastide, our Bible readings do not just serve to inform us, and we react saying, "Oh, that's nice." No, they invite us to stand in awe of God's acts. They invite us to reflect on His awesomeness. We'll focus briefly on today's text in Luke's Gospel, where he speaks of the shepherds' dramatic experiences with the divine realm. First, there is the amazing show of God's angelic force. The angel of the Lord appears, and with him, the glory of the Lord. What is the result? The shepherds were terrified. Most likely, this was not a regular performance that the shepherds were accustomed to. For example, at every full moon, you can count on that when one of the shepherds might say to the others, "Go back to sleep, it's just the angels showing off again." No, this is terror, to which the angel of the Lord says, "Do not be afraid." But why shouldn't they be afraid? Because not only is this display of God's glory awesome, even the message is awe-inspiring, and it is for them. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This is then capped off with a greater light and sound display when the angel of the Lord is accompanied by a multitude of the heavenly realm. And they have the right idea. They are worshiping God. Finally, another awesome thing happens. The shepherds go to Bethlehem and they find things as described by the angel of the Lord. What is the result? All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them, and the shepherds were glorifying and praising God. That's also the right reaction. God's awesomeness leads them to worship. Some of the feelings and reactions to God's awesome person and acts are beautifully expressed in our hymns of Christmastide. I'm sure you'll recognize these lines. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. And prayer and praising, voices raising, worship him, God most high. And, oh, come, let us adore him. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exultation. Sing, all you citizens of heaven above. Glory to God in the highest. Those poetic lines capture the right idea, awe and worship. During Christmastide, the scripture readings, like the ones today, invite us to continue to worship as we ponder on the beauty and awesomeness of the Incarnation. God with us, in Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit. For only God can do such a thing. As Paul says, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son. Born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. That is, in a nutshell, the awesome gospel message, because only God could accomplish it for us. As the collect reminds us, it is for this reason that Jesus was given the name that is above every name. As 2023 unfolds before us, may we continue to allow God's awesomeness to lead us to our highest calling, worship, and the reflecting God's glory. We are encouraged to seek and respond to God's amazing display of creativity and grace in the scriptures and in the sacraments, in the world of nature, and even among us. Yes, may we be given eyes to perceive something of God, his design, his presence, and his actions on our behalf. We are invited to live in awe of God, and this leads us to worship. Our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, inspires awe and is worthy of our daily worship. In short, Christmastide is awesome because our God is awesome. So I wish you a happy and worshipful new year to you and your families. Amen.